SBS Filipino. Today, we're back with visionary, life coach, and inspirational speaker Fidelis Cruz, and we'll be talking about the importance of community engagement and connection for entrepreneurs. Good morning, Fidelis.
Good morning.
Yay, we're back.
We're back. I'm so excited.
Yes, and you're joining us at our studio today.
Yes, it looks amazing here. It's incredible.
2 months ago, you have created and launched the online group Filipino-Australian Business Collaborative. And now you have over 100 of members.
Yay! It's gone amazing. So fast, so quickly. And I'm just really blessed to have met so many Filipino entrepreneurs joining us. It's been incredible.
So this means they're all Filipinos or with Filipino backgrounds?
Filipino backgrounds. Actually, everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
It's called Filipino-Australian Business Collaborative. So it's very multicultural. There are, majority of us are Filipinos, but it is open for everyone.
Yeah. What are their business about?
Oh, it varies. Everyone's rich with different experiences, gifts and talents. It's just incredible. We have someone that does accounting, someone that's an architect, someone that's also a life coach just like me. And, you know, it's just incredible. Someone doing makeup or, you know, whatever, you name it, we've got it. So really big.
Let's go back. You had this idea to create the collaborative, but how did it went?
So just as how my life coaching came about, you know, as I was working on my business and, you know, building it up, I just thought, you know, where are my fellow Filipinos? Where's everybody? You know, it's just great to have a community where you're really encouraging each other and just empowering one another. And so I thought, you know, where is everybody? Let me go and search for them. And then I thought, why not create a meetup and do a community and invite everyone to come along? And it just started from there.
Yeah. And last week you had your first meetup with the group.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was amazing. So we had a really good turnout. Really great to see the energy in the room. Everyone was keen to learn, open to connect and open to collaborating with each other. So it was a really good night. It was just a great start to the year.
This is one of those, what they call networking, sort of, But connection, collaboration, and community are three C's that we're talking about today. How important is it to connect to the community and also to the entrepreneurs or to other entrepreneurs yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So important, you know, coming from experience as well as a solopreneur, someone that works on my own and, you know, just running my own business, really. It's just nice to be able to connect with someone that gets you or understands where you're coming from, you know, having the same conversation and really understanding the struggles or what it's like to run your own business. And also I love the fact that, you know, it's a Filipino community as well where, you know, we learn from each other. And my vision for that is also breaking boundaries in the way that Filipinos build each other up. And I feel like we have a lot of fiestas, we have a lot of parties, a lot of food, and we do a lot of that. But I never saw an entrepreneurial community, and I thought that there was a need for it. And it's something that people are actually searching for. So, and that's why we've got a really good turnout for our first meetup, because people are actually looking for that.
It means there are a lot of Filipino entrepreneurs, particularly here in Sydney.
Yes, totally. And actually, just this week, we got some people from Perth that had joined us in a week's time, in just a short time. 14 people had just signed up.
Whoa.
So that's how fast it is. And sometimes we can't even keep up. So we're going to have to, you know, think about how we build this community. And of course, you know, if anyone out there wants to be involved, please contact me as well.
Yeah. I have seen some of your photos during your meetup. Mostly are young entrepreneurs, but are there also other senior entrepreneurs, for example, that would be willing to share their experience in building or connecting with other entrepreneurs?
Yeah, well, so far at our first meetup, actually, we had a lady there. I don't know how old she is, you know, she's definitely one of the best example for that, because she is a much more mature lady. Mm. And she had, you know, you can really tell that she's got plenty of experiences, and she was there just, you know, by herself. And I just love it. It's just good to see that even, you know, no matter what age, it doesn't matter what age, or it's not about the millennials or whatever, you know, it's yeah. not about that at all. But everyone is welcome no matter what age. And yeah, we're all here together.
Yeah, that's connection and collaborating with each other. How can each different business owners or mm-hmm. entrepreneurs mm-hmm. can collaborate and give their insights yeah. about each other's businesses?
Yeah, I think it's just great for two individual businesses to just get together. I mean, the market right now is fast-paced. Mm. So many things change. And I think one way for us to really move our business in that, you know, fast-track our business is really connect and have that collaboration, because it really, you know, it opens doors for opportunities that you might not have when you're alone as well, yeah. you know. You're learning new skills. You're learning new ways of doing things, new ways of thinking when you're working with someone. So, yeah, just leveraging off each other as well. So collaboration's just not one way. It's just like a relationship, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm adding value to your business, you're doing the same. It's a mutual understanding that, you know, we're here for each other and we're here to lift up one another. Yeah, I just wanted it to be a great example that, you know, we can do it together. We don't have to have competition all the time. Mm. It's all about collaboration. You know, I remember this quote that says that if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go with everybody or go with someone. And what we want to do with our business is go far, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's better to do it together.
Mm. And also with the different kinds of businesses being involved in the collaborative, maybe you can tie up with, say, a photographer, and then say, I've seen there is a bake shop or a baker.
Yeah.
Like the photographer can take photos
exactly.
of the products of this baker.
That's something right. like that. And that's why it's great, like, you know, as I said, just leveraging off each other in a really healthy, beautiful community way. Because, you know, as we are Filipinos, we love family, right? It's all about family, eating together, dining together. And we're people that are very generous, and, you know, we really look after each other. So I love seeing that, you know, even in that community that we've got now, every day they're engaged, you know, hey, can you tell me where I can find this, or how are you doing this in your business? And we're really exchanging ideas, and it's
yes.
amazing.
Can you give tips for those of our listeners who have their business, like they're starting up, but they wouldn't know, or they don't know anyone to whom they can collaborate their business or their ideas with?
Yeah.
Like, any tips from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's it. Number one is go and find a meetup. And we have a meetup coming up, actually, on February 20th.
Yay.
So, you know, if you're that entrepreneur that, you know, you don't have to do it all alone. Being an entrepreneur should be fun and should be done, you know, with people that have the same excitement, the same passion that you do. So why not come? It's going to be at the CBD at Gravity Co-working Space. The information will be on my Facebook page as well, which we'll probably link with Annalyn. But yeah, I want you to come. Yes, it's free. So please come. All you've got to do is just pop your details in and yeah, just show up, and we'll be there to welcome you.
Yay. And for them to be able to connect to the community, is there a do or don't?
A do or don't? Well, all I can say is if you come to a meetup, you know, be open to meeting new people, of course, and just be yourself. You know, we're not there to go, hey, I'll give you my business card and, and, you know, buy my products or anything like that. It's not like that at all. We're coming in from a place of, you know, I'm available. I'm here to serve. How can I help your business? Mm. That's the first mentality that we need to have when we're coming into a meetup, is that we're not there to be selling or promoting our business, but we're there to connect first. Firstly, that's the number one thing I would say, is come in wanting to connect. not wanting to sell or not wanting to
push your product.
We're not there for that. First things first is build that connection and really genuinely have the interest of others as well and see how you can serve and help them.
Yes. Last thing, for those who want to be part of the collaborative, where can they get information from?
Yes. So all you have to do is look it up on Facebook. It's called the Filipino Australian Business Collaborative, and it should show up. It's a closed group. All you've got to do is add yourself and we'll meet you there. And that's where we do all our connecting. So yeah, come and join us.
Yay. And we'll be back next week for another great topic.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.